And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music.
I can't feel your bones, but I can see them.
A band called Now Now, and they're one of about 2,000 bands playing this week's South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. Some of them are already well known. This band, well, they're just looking for their big break. Stephen Thompson of NPR Music stumbled across Now Now's music while preparing for NPR's coverage of the festival, and Stephen is with me in the studio. Good to have you. Welcome.
Great to be here.
I want to ask you about this band because I love that song. You have, I understand, you've been working on this huge project called the Austin 100. It's online at nprmusic.org. You spent the past, what, few weeks sifting through thousands of bands who are going to be playing at South by Southwest, and you've got a list of just 100. So what are you listening for?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've gone through about 1,300 bands trying to find the right 100 for this playlist with a focus on music discovery. There are certainly artists playing South by Southwest that we've all heard of, but trying to find my own sort of new favorite band.
So tell me about this band, Now Now. Why'd you pick them?
I just love them. You know, sometimes you're just going through and you're just listening for a spark, something that just jumps out. And what I love about this band, it's a young band from Minneapolis. It's led by two women. But there's this incredible kind of sophistication to the sound and a real sparkle.
And a delicacy to her voice.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of a group called Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, yeah,
I remember
that.
Where there's a little bit of a kind of a spiky smartness to this pop sound.
Again, the band is called Now Now, and that track is called Dead Oaks. Stephen Thompson from NPR Music is in the studio with me talking about South by Southwest, which begins next week. Stephen, another one of your finds is a band called Kishibashi. I'm not sure if that's a band or a person. What's the story?
It's basically a guy named Kei Ishibashi, who performs sometimes as a member of the group Of Montreal.
Ah.
Which is kind of this...
From Athens, Georgia.
From Athens, Georgia. They've
been on the program.
Yeah, and this kind of circus of pop music.
Right.
And this particular project, the guy funded it entirely on Kickstarter.
Wow.
And it's very much his own thing. There's no real input from the outside world. And it's, I sort of describe it as like toy box pop. There are lots of little whirligigs jumping out, but then there are these beautiful kind of Beatles-esque harmonies in the chorus. And I was enormously, enormously taken with it. It's very, very sweet.
That's so uplifting. The song is called Bright Whites. The album isn't out until April, but he's going to be playing at the South by Southwest Music Festival, which kicks off in Austin, Texas this week. Part of the fun of South by Southwest is of course, to see bands on their way up and then to be able to brag about all these huge bands you saw when they were, like, playing to 15 people.
It's really all about vanity.
Right, it's all about vanity. Do you have any stories about some bands like that you've seen in past years?
Well, you know, a few years ago, I wandered into a kind of a daytime party curated by Rachel Ray.
The chef, the TV chef.
Right. And I walk in, and the first band on the bill at this party is a group called Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Exactly. Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my mom, pa, not the way that I do love you. Well, holy moly, real my, you're the apple of my eye, girl, I never loved one like you. You know, it's 10 people, and the two lead singers are sort of singing into each other's
Such
faces.
Such a beautiful song.
And I burst into tears.
Oh, God.
And now, you know, that record has sold a ton of copies. It's in every commercial, on every TV show.
I still cry when I hear it.
It's a wonderful, wonderful song. And just hearing it live for the first time, you don't necessarily always have an instant reaction to something you love, but that was something where it was instantaneous, and I was able to brag, you know, starting about a month later.
And then in 2008, NPR booked a pretty awesome lineup, right?
Yeah, we had put together this party during the day, and we curated it ourselves. And the bands on the bill were like Vampire Weekend, Bon Iver,
wow.
Adele.
Uh-huh.
Now, unfortunately, Adele had to drop out because of visa issues.
Oh, man.
But, you know, so we always sort of try to pride ourselves on being a step ahead, if at all humanly possible.
So, Stephen, who is somebody you plan to see this year that you will be bragging about to me when you come back from South by Southwest, and I am sitting here in Washington, D.C., cursing
like
your name
like
for getting to
like
go.
Like a sucker. if we could predict these things, we'd be record label executives,
right.
I guess. But there's a group from Canada that I was quite taken with, kind of somewhat in the spirit of Adele, called Chic Gammon.
I just want to be closer.
All right.
Just a little closer.
That's fine.
Why can't I be?
Sort of French-Canadian girl group soul. It's very, very sweet. There are four women in the group. They all are capable of singing lead. So there's just this flurry of voices kind of swooping in and out. And it's just enormously kind of hand-clappy fun. And I could see it hugely taking off. They're already big in Canada, but totally unknown here.
And little girls, they never can see. Skin's not as thick as they'd like it to be. Oh, yeah.
There is a Phil Spector revival
yes.
going on right now. That's a French-Canadian band, Chic Gammon. The song is called Closer. Stephen, South by Southwest, it's an international festival. Bands obviously coming from all over the world. Give me another pick outside the U.S. Actually, give me a pick outside of North America.
All right. A group from Taipei, Taiwan, called Silver Bus.
Okay.
Every year at South by Southwest, I try to see at least one band that plays music that is just bigger than the biggest thing I've ever heard.
Sound-wise.
Just,
like a big,
something huge.
Huge
and stormy and majestic.
Right.
There's a group I saw last year called The Calm Blue Sea, which was, you know, just this epic instrumental guitar rock. And this band may be even louder than that. And, you know, I love the idea of instrumental music that you want to shout along to, even
yeah.
though there are no words.
Yeah.
And this really had that for me. The song that we're going to play is called Those Forgotten. And it just builds and builds and builds and builds until you think it can't build anymore.
That's new music from the Taiwan-based band Silver Bus. They'll be playing at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, which kicks off this week. And they're one of the 100 bands playing at the festival that Stephen Thompson has picked for a project he calls the Austin 100. You can find all those bands at our website, nprmusic.org. Stephen, thank you so much for coming in, and I'm jealous. I'm very jealous. Have a good time.
Thank you very much. I will have a good time on your behalf.
Thanks. And you can find all of NPR Music's coverage, of course, at our website, nprmusic.org. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode Sunday night. We're back on the radio next weekend with more news, features, stories, and music. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.